MacLogan Productions presents The Angel's Cut, The Slice. Written by MacLogan, performed by James Warrior. The Angel's Cut by MacLogan. Armagh, Spring 1996. Chapter 1. O'Reilly traded tough guy nods with his driver and stepped into a bright Armagh Saturday morning. He slammed the door shut with a backward thrust, eyes scanning the street from behind dark glasses. A message arrived in his pager. The condemned man was enjoying his last meal. Good for him. Won't meet his maker on an empty stomach. He smiled. The sun gave pleasant warmth in the bustling town, and the shade offered refreshing coolness. Choirs of birds sang from fresh green trees. Car tires rumbled like distant thunder. The target finished a satisfying Ulster fry at Flannery's Cafe, exchanged cheery banter with a rosy-cheeked waitress, paid, and left. Unaware of his stalker, he strolled down the road past busy shops. Bakers, butchers, newsagents, babyware, fashions, pubs, coffee shops. The place bustled. People walked, talked, and stood, passing the time of day. A child squealed with energetic happiness. A dog barked. The watcher communicated. Steeped in the cause from early childhood, O'Reilly didn't question the rationale for murder. Today would be his fifth street killing. He trailed his man with caution, studying shop windows, reading postcard advertisements, blending in. Cloud shadows dashed up the road. His quarry crossed the thoroughfare, the photo a good likeness. An enticing scent of coffee and baking bread wafted from a nearby tea room. Inside, convivial people sat round busy tables, the air buzzing with conversation. In a brownstone post office, the target bought a birthday card, watched all the while by the killer. Back on the pavement, a frisson of uneasiness seeped into the mark's stomach. Battle-hardened experience taught him to trust his intuition. He cast a professional eye over the bustling people. Nothing. A bird flew into a window. Bang! He flinched, gathered pace abruptly, and veered across the road into a public toilet. Nearby, the executioner waited, patient and ready. He couldn't kill the soldier in the pisser. Not with publicity, one of the goals. Tension-fueled humour rippled in his gut. In a lavatory stall, air cut by a sharp scent of bleach, the target pulled out a Browning high power. Next, he jacked around into the chamber and eased the safety catch off. He stepped from the cubicle ready. Empty space. He made a quizzical face at the mirror, holstered his automatic and headed for the door. The urinals hissed, chasing him away. No evidence, no clues. Only inkling. Probably nothing, but he trusted his inner voice. Across the way, the assassin appeared to scratch his back, touching the grip of a concealed pistol. He didn't care about the impact of his action on bystanders. Nightmares and trauma lay beyond his concern, and taking someone out in public made for an exciting mission. He visualized the kill. Up behind the victim, barrel close to the bump at the base of the skull, the shot, the drop of the body, the coup de grace, and a swift exit. Imagining the escape and exciting chat with the driver gave the killer a fantastic rush. Tension became tense elation as the final trigger pull neared. Another notch on the gun. He looked forward to the pub in a few hours. A quiet meeting of recognition with the commander. Glowing eyes and handshakes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?